two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, college football season is well underway, people. And there's a lot of you out there probably wondering why in the world I waited till the end of flipping September to get started on the Mr. Twister college football picks. Well, the answer is simple. I couldn't find a sponsor. But lo and behold, at the last minute, I got a call from an old friend of mine. So today's Mr. Twister college football picks are sponsored by Chester McFarland's Family Funeral Home in Tickaboo, Utah. Now, Chester used to run a bait and tackle shop there in Tickaboo next to Lake Powell, but all of his old fishing cronies were dying off, so Chester figured, hey, I'll start me up a funeral home. Chester says business has been kind of dead lately, so that's why he's advertising. Well, anyway, the big game this weekend, BYU and Colorado State in Fort Collins. Now, this game can be solved by a mathematical equation, people. Colorado State beat Air Force, and Air Force kicked BYU. So where does that leave the Cougars? Well, it leaves them on the sorry end of a 42-19 thumping. Sorry, Provo, but at least you won't have to watch, because this game won't be on live TV because of General Conference. Now, we come to the Red Running Utes, people, at Texas El Paso. This game will be on TV on KJAZ 14, which is great, because then you'll get to see more John and Dan commercials that way. I think the Utes are going to squash UTEP like a bug. Call it Utah 51 and UTEP 20. In other words, I think the Utes are going to turn Coach Bailey's football career into three-bean salad. Now, Utah State's playing a road game, too. This weekend, they're at San Jose State. I just call them San Panty Jose State. I'll give the Aggies a win here, but who cares? I'll call it USU 37 and San Jose 31. One more thing, the only home game this weekend is up at Weber State, and you better go because the Wildcats are losing big money on their football program. What's the deal up there, Dave Arslanian? Have people in the Ogden area spent all their money going to watch them silly Raptors play baseball? I hate baseball. Anyway, go and pay your money. The game starts at 6 p.m. at Wildcat Stadium. And then you can say, hey, I was on hand Saturday to see the Weebcats lose to Eastern Washington 45-36. Well, have a good weekend. That's all for now. This is Mr. Twister.
Hello, my children of Zion. I am Swami Salami, and today I have for you a thought for you for today. You know, lately I have been pondering the weather along the Wasatch Front, and it reminds me very much of the monsoon season in my country. The elders of my village taught us that the rains of the monsoon would wash away our sin and bring us new life and hope to the people. Here in Utah, you have to watch Mark Eubank on Channel 5 to get the same effect. Oh, I love his snow coat, don't you? I wonder if he ever washes it. It must be getting a little gamey by now. Oh, woo, that smells. Oh, goodness sakes, wash that thing.